right now, 2 degrees in Ottawa.
And Live 88.5 car crasher Jim Bray. You can find his written reviews at live88.5.com and then click on startup. And every couple of weeks, we talk with Jim and get an audio auto review. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. The Elantra GT. How did you like it?
Yeah, this is a car I drove very briefly at the Car of the Year Test Fest last year. I had initially avoided it because the Elantra won Car of the Year the previous year to that. So I figured, oh, there's no way it's going to win, you know, its category 2 years in a row. So I drove other cars anticipating that I wouldn't have missed anything. And then, of course, this one won its category anyway. So showing once again how much I know. But it's a very nice car, basically a hatchback or kind of a wagon version of the Elantra, which is in itself a terrific car. I've been driving this one for about a week, and you know, there are a few little things about it, but other than that, I still think it's a terrific vehicle. First of all, I hate Hyundai's new grills on the front. I don't know what they're doing with that, but anyway, they didn't ask me. I also wish that the version I had was the GLS with the automatic transmission, and it's a pretty good 6-speed automatic transmission, but in a car that calls itself GT, you think you'd get paddles, but you don't, and it could really use them.
Right. Now, as far as the Elantra and the Elantra GT, exactly the same car, pretty much?
Pretty much, yeah, except for the hatch, of course, and there's actually now the rear seats don't fold down completely flat, but they're pretty good, and there's actually a surprising amount of room in there, even with the back seats folded up. I was actually pretty amazed. It doesn't look like from the outside you would have that much, but you actually do. It drives well. It has this feature I've never seen before, and it's called driver selectable steering, which is kind of like a sport mode button. There's default, there's comfort, and then there's sport. Right. But all it does is it tightens up the steering, so it doesn't change the engine mapping of the transmission or tighten up the suspension or anything. It just makes it either, you know, easier or more difficult to turn the steering wheel. I mean, it works fine. It just seems to me as a tad weird.
And refresh our memory as far as the Elantra goes. The technology that's in this car, is it pretty decent?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a 1.8-liter double overhead cam, four-cylinder engine with usual variable valve timing and all that. It is not a huge horsepower outputter. It's only 148 horses and 131 foot-pounds of torque. So that puts it in, it's competitive in its niche. So, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, if you look at the Mazda 3 Sport, which would be the comparable Zoom Zoom version, the Skyactiv version of that has 155 horsepower, and the one with the larger engine has 167 horsepower. So, the Elantra is a little bit lacking in that, but not seriously. And it still moves along very nicely. I dare say you could get speeding tickets in it if you'd like.
Absolutely.
It also has nice things, tilt and telescopic steering wheel, Bluetooth phone system. Mine is the GLS automatic, which starts at around 24.2, which is not bad.
Right.
Even includes, 8-way power, driver's seat with lumbar support.
That's not bad.
Just about everything you need. iPod, auxiliary input jacks. Again, this one doesn't have a navigation system, doesn't have a rear view camera. So if you want them, you have to go up to the SE or the SE Tech. Which is fine, and those ones, even the fully loaded SC Tech is only around $28,000, which is not bad considering what you're getting in this. Again, I really enjoyed driving it.
Good stuff. Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find written reports at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update for...